Well, after a long stretch of frequent cold fronts and up and down temperatures, and for some folks, just a little bit too chilly of a winter, well, here you go. We're going to jump right into early summer. As temperatures warm into the upper 80s to near 90 degrees all week long, there's no significant rain really in sight. And that's the first time we can say that in a long time. We've had some stretches of 6 and 7 straight days without any rain, but not much beyond that since going all the way back to the middle of November. But we're in a dry spell all of a sudden, and remember, we're headed toward the peak of the wildfire season, and this is why. The days get long, the temperature's warmer, the atmosphere generally drier, we don't get as frequent a cold front, so I think people will be shocked just how quickly things turn around here over just the next few days. So we'll keep an eye on the wildfire risk. It will be nice, otherwise the humidity is still very comfortable. It's allowing temperatures to drop into the 50s at night, but we will see slowly building humidity by late in the week and into the weekend, and high temperatures that'll still be near 90 degrees. We'll only be seeing temperatures at night dropping into the 60s by the time we get to the weekend. And there may be enough humidity for a very isolated shower over the weekend as the sea breeze pushes inland, but no widespread or real significant rain. There will be a cool front rolling across the area Monday, but it looks like any showers and storms are pretty widely scattered at this point. But we'll keep an eye on that system, that front. That's our next chance for rain of much consequence anyway. The average high temperature now, by the way, is up to 80 degrees, so we'll be nearly 10 degrees above average, but that's notable because it's the first time now this year that our average high is at 80 degrees. That average high reaches 90 degrees by about the second week of June. Yep. Summer's just around the corner. And in the Burrish blog, I've updated, I posted it last week, a couple of days after the solar eclipse, my experience that my wife and I and my daughter, oldest daughter, who also got to experience the 2017 solar eclipse with me, it was our experience as we headed through Texas and took a four-hour drive to reach totality, and we were not disappointed. And yes, the countdown is on to the next one in August of 2045. With OE Weather All the Time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30, Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.